Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Never alone. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Psalm 27:10. There may be more people alive today than ever before, but there are also more lonely people today than ever before. Divorced spouses, homeless people, many elderly parents, and perhaps saddest of all, orphaned or abandoned children. These and many others are still alone, even in a crowded world. No one, though, was ever so alone as the Lord Jesus on the cross. "Behold, the hour comes," he had said, "yes, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Then, only a few hours later, as he hung on the cross, even his heavenly Father had to leave him, and he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He died alone, bearing the burden of all the sin of all the world on his soul. But because he suffered alone, no one else need ever be alone again. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The Apostle Paul, suffering alone in a Roman dungeon shortly before his execution, could still say, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." John the Beloved, old and imprisoned alone on the tiny Isle of Patmos, nevertheless was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and then saw the Lord in all his glory. So it has always been with those who know the Lord, for he is there, even when all others have forsaken them, and he understands. He has already been there ahead of us, in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.